I've had this on a plane and way back today. A lot of turbulence. All right, we are...
Did that slow the plane up or not?
No, didn't slow the plane up.
Slow as learning.
So my learning was Sam Lipschitz was on the plane. He spoke to me about Shavuos. He just said he told me he finished you Shami Shavuos just now.
He did? How
yeah. I guess. I don't know. Maybe he has a chavrusa. Anyway, somebody else is talking learning Yerushalmi. Okay. All right, we are on that base of a base. And the truth is we should start from base and off of the bottom in order to understand what's going on. Let's start from four lines to the bottom. All Rabbi Yehuda Bamar. Rabbi Yehuda came in and said, time of Karvash, he said it's the logic of this part, actually even before that. Let's start three lines before that. Tani, Shloshim Yom Lo Isay. 30 days you can't come. Mao Shloshim Lo Isay. Shlomar, Mavis Chavir, Stam Sami loans his friend without a stipulation to time limitations. And Rosh Hashanah Shloshim Yom, we can't demand back the loan until 30 days have elapsed. All Rabbi Yehuda came in Umar and he said, Taima, what's the Pasuk teach us this? Karvash Nasa, Shevash Nasa, Shemitah. So the 7th year is coming, the Shemitah year is coming. Loish Nasa, Shevash Nasa, Shemitah. Well, this is the 7th year, the Shemitah year is an obvious. Matamar, Karvash Nasa, Shevash Nasa, Shemitah. Why does it have to say both? Shalot Tomer, you shouldn't say, Kol Shevash Yom, Eina Rasha Li Tovo. That, Eina Rasha Li Tovo. A low lender should not say, Rosh Chodesh Elul. For the next 30 days, I'm not going to be allowed to claim my loan from that individual. And after the 30 days come, I'm going to have to cancel the loan because of Bash Meik Sofim. Because it's time for Shmidis Sofim. Loik Venus, I'm never going to be collected, so I'm not going to go and loan him money. Right? Because if I loan a guy money, which goes to show, for sure I'm never going to be able to collect. 30 days, stop, Havo, Shloshim Yom, I can't collect. And Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to collect. The Fumkein Tzach Mem, that's what Pazuk says, Karvash Nasar Sheva, Shnasar Shmita. Shmita is Karvash Nasar Sheva. When Shmita is about to approach, meaning Rosh Chodesh Elul, nevertheless, and Shnasar Shmita, and of course afterwards Shnasar Shmita is coming, the Shmita year itself, nevertheless loan of money. Despite that, you're going to lose it. Loan of money, nevertheless. Basically, give him a gift. And says Amora, it's not a question, it's a continuation. V'lochin amar be babar memo, Rav Amar, Rav Maska, B'shem Rav. Yo said, Amavas Chavir, Amanach lo, Ntovo, Hashvis, Mishamet, Misham Tazo. Somebody loans his friend money on the condition that he will not be able to claim the money, Shemitah, nevertheless, is Mishamet. So here too, even though he's not going to be able to claim it for the next 30 days, when Shemitah comes along 30 days later, Shemitah is going to cancel the loan. So Shemitah cancels the loan, despite the fact that for 30 days he can't claim it. So for here we see that Stam Havar Shloshim, the fact that the Torah says, loan the money, even though 30 days hence, you're going to lose the money. From this we see that Stam Havar Shloshim Yom, and that's why he can't come during the 30 days and collect, and that the Torah is telling him, despite the fact, give him the money. However, then we learned another Bryce which learned Karvash Nasar Shevash Masar Shnasar Shmita differently. The Rabbi said there's no proof in there as to Shtam Avar Shloshim Yom. Because Rabbi, he has a drush like this. Rabbi Shmuel says, Karvash Nasar Shevash Masar Shmita, the 7th year is coming, the Shmita year is coming. Matamar Karvash Nasar Shevash Masar Shmita. Why does it say the 7th year is coming, the year of Shmita? Shlo Tomar. You know, it's redundant. Shlo Tomer shouldn't say, Sheshanim Karmolofonav. For 6 years, his karma was in, because his vineyard was in front of him. For 6 years, Sadelfonav, his land was in front of him. Lachar Sheshanim, Beshmek Safim, Lachar Sheshanim, after 6 years, Beshmek Safimu, in other words, he should have made money for the borrower during those 6 years. Now, at the end of the 6th year, during the 7th year, when I'm going to have to, if I loan him money, he's not going to ever pay me back. So I'm not going to loan him money. That says, despite the fact that you feel negative about this, you feel, you know, all 6 or 7 years, when he had his own resources, you should have used them, or then I would have loaned the money because I would have been able to rely on his resources, but now he comes to me at the end of that time, and it's only a ruse, basically, to get me to be moichel the loan. I'm not going to give it to him. That's why it says, Shmita. Even though this 7 years coming, there's a Shemitah, nevertheless, you should loan him the money, despite the fact that you bear the risk not getting paid back. Okay. Atzmon here means not themselves, but rather the essence of their testimony. This has not become a zomim until the essence of testimony has been disputed. Ketzad, how so? Omer midim on the bishponi b'shorag as nefesh. We testify against so and so. They killed the soul. Omer and they said to him, hechadem midim. How can you say this? Sharei anera gazeh or horeg hayoyim manu osayom. This guy who was killed, or the person who you claim did the killing, was with us on that day. B'makaponi in another place. Edim zomim is not edim zomim. That's not considered to be atman shel edim, the essence of their testimony. Actually, you know, it does make sense, the selves of the testimony even. But anyway, this is the case which is edim zomim. Of course, Havel Umrelahem, they said to him, Hechatem, Midim, Hakitasvah, Sharei Atem, Yisim, Manu, Osa Yom, you are with us, Bimoko, and Plori, elsewhere. In other words, so therefore the essence of the testimony is eradicated because they couldn't be edim. They weren't there to witness it on that day. They were somewhere else, right elsewhere in the world. Arelu Zayman, they are killed on the basis of the testimony of the individuals who come against them. If other people come and amaze him, the people who amaze him, and these people are say you can't testify because you were. Other people can testify as to the event, and witnesses and the same witnesses and say no, you're with us elsewhere on that day. But then another witness comes to testify on that event. And then the Adam Mizimim say, no, you're with us on that day, so it keeps on mounting. Even 100 groups, Kulam Yarogu, they shall all be killed. Because they had their Adam Zomim to say that they're lying. Adam Mizimim to say that these people, Adam Zomim, man, are lying. Are they all painted with the same paint? In other words, it's not logical that 100 sets of witnesses should come. We should pass all of them and kill them all because one set of witnesses says that they're the Imanu Aisim. So he doesn't like our Mishnah. So he said, we don't pass them like him, but he doesn't like our Mishnah. He says, only the first group is killed, not any of the subsequent 99 groups which come along. Okay? Says Mar, no. All right. But a man will say, don't misconstrue that last line, Mishnah. It should be, who should there go? Both must be a shatter, so change it. If the first group is killed, then we kill, then we let them stay dead. Avalim lo neharagunaraga, if it wasn't killed yet, it should be lo bedohi detina enenaregas elabikasri shadabavad. Not in that case do we say that the first group is killed and no other group. Rather, in that case, even the first group is not killed. The reason why the first group is not killed is because since so many witnesses came together, it clearly indicates that that there's somebody here is telling the truth, and somebody, and among the two sole co-witnesses who were saying otherwise, they are the people really in cahoots and are making everybody else into an exomi. So therefore the bottom line is, we only let the first one stay dead, that's if they're already dead. But if they're not yet already dead, we don't put them to the basis. In other words, if 100 set of witnesses come, and the other set says, Imano Yisem, and all 100 of them, we say, you know, it's something special here. We're not going to kill any member of the 100 witnesses which came to testify initially.
They all come once. I thought they come in succession. Each one is summoning the previous set.
No, not necessarily. That's what Mar is saying. Mishnah is saying. They have 100 sets of witnesses for the prosecution, one set of witnesses for the defense, which possibly they all. Okay, Abun Barachia boy, Kun Rabbitir, Abun Barachia's friend of Rabbitir. Hoy Oimde, a very interesting case, and I should tell you, ahead of time, the Bavli and the Yushami argue. The Bavli has been, so the Rav brings down, that Lo Cheshin El Gamba Parcha. unless somebody claims he had a fleet-footed camel, we don't claim that he could get very quickly from place to place. We just assume normal course of affairs, people get to a place at a certain course of speed. So therefore, since we don't assume Gama Parcha, we can rely both the Kula and the Chumra on that. The Kula to let somebody off the hook based on that, the Chumra to put somebody on the hook based on that assumption that people travel at a normal rate. The Yerushalmi argues. Yerushalmi holds not that way. They testify that he killed somebody lewd on, let's say, the first day of Nisan. But others come and say, "Hey, how can you testify that? Shall I tell me, say, wonder you were with us, b'chodesh, with us on the fifth day in Kesari. You were with us in the 5 days, and you could not have come from Mut Kesari in 5 days. It took longer to get from one place to the other. And yet another group had said, how could you guys testify that you were in Kesari? And you saw the other ones said, in other words, they're mazim the mazimim, right? It's mazime mazimim. They're mazim mazimim. They say, how can you, the mazimim, say you were in the 10th month, you were in the, they were the 5th day of the month in Kesari? If Vasara Bechodesh B'Tzipori, you're on the 10th month, the 3rd day of the month at Tzipori, and they're obviously considered to be more than 5/3 apart. So therefore, since that's the case, so we have two sets of fishy circumstances. The Zoymim are fishy vis-a-vis the Nidon, vis-a-vis the person in question, and the Zoymim Zoymim cast dispersion on the Zoymim themselves. Right?
That's the scenario that I thought earlier. That it's succession. Each one is made.
Right. Each one is succession. Right. This is a succession case. So in this case, we say Ahorei and an Eric. Nobody's killed. Not the criminal, nor the Edim Zomim. Why is that? Shema Edim Zomim Hain. The Eric is not killed because there may be the Edim who originally came against him Edim Zomim. But the Zomim are also not killed. Shema emesamu, because maybe they said the truth. Because after all, we had there was a question asked to the Zomimim whether the Zomimim were telling the truth. Right? I'm sorry, that is the question. No. The Edim are the question. In other words, there were Edim and there were Zomimim. Right? Edim Zomimim, then there were Edim and Zomimim. Right? So don't kill the Nera, we don't kill the criminal because we're afraid maybe the Edim Zomim were Edim Zomim, right? But we don't kill them either. Why do we kill the Edim Zomim? Because they themselves are in question.
Yeah, but they wanted the defendant to be killed.
Yeah.
So they're shown to be Edim Zomim. But then, by another pair, but the other pair shall be Edim Zomim by the third pair.
Right. So we don't kill anybody in this scenario. We don't kill the Nerag because maybe the Edim Zomim lied. We don't kill the Edim Zomim because maybe the Edim whom is amazing them are liars. Because there's a third set of witnesses, as you put it.
Right.
Okay? Okay?
So
what's the answer? Because I said Yerushalmi allows for Gama Parcha. Yerushalmi allows for fleet for the camels. But only Lekula, not Lechumra. In other words, we don't say, and therefore, let's say the Edim Zomim were telling the truth when they said that they were somewhere else, because that would assume that they were telling the truth. And I would make, because use the Svar of Gama Parcha Lekula. So we don't use a Lechumra. So we use the Svar of Gama Parcha, both always Lekula. Excuse me. To let the guy off the hook, if it lets the guy off the hook, to let the guy off the hook. If it doesn't let the guy off the hook, we always go to Kulu with the Svaro Gamla Barcha.
So does Bavli say that you're killing the...
Bavli says we never assume Gamla Barcha. If a guy claims it, so maybe we'll believe his claim, but we never assume it. Okay? They zomim not killed until after Gemara Din, after the Pesach is rendered. Sure, it's talking about Miliyim Achiori. It's talking about they don't kill any zomim unless the victim, the antenna is killed. Shneimar says, Nefesh tachas nefesh, a soul for a soul. So, Amrul and Chachom said back to them, Valok Farnemar doesn't really say, Vasishm lo kashas amul asos lachit. Says you have to do like you plotted to do to your brother. It says your brother must be still alive. It came matam lomer nefesh tachas nefesh. So why does it say a soul for a soul? It means that it has to be after the person who is being judged is a gmardin, even though they haven't yet beat out the sentence. Okay? Says Gemara, Amrav Zira said, Adomras teaches us, the truth is, it's not explicit what exactly is going on. It's really identical to that in Baba Kama. So, it's not clear if it's going 100% on our Mishnah, this discussion here. Zera said, an Eid Zomim is not read, is Eno Nifsal be-based. He's not to render possible by based. Elamiatsu Nifso, only on his own accord it becomes possible. Now, what does on his own accord mean? If he testified Edu Sheker, and within that Edu Sheker he said something which is true, so then we don't believe him, right? Because part of the statement was a lie, we don't believe any part of the statement, right? That's me. But the question is, who renders impossible? If he himself renders impossible, then only that statement, anything affiliated with that statement, would be considered possible. But what about if Basin puzzles him? From Basin can puzzle him with Mafreya. Meaning, any testimony said from the time he said questionable testimony can right here on him be puzzled. Okay? So what do? We say Basin puzzles him, or we say puzzles himself? If he passed himself, he only passed himself in the testimony he said and anything attached to that testimony. But not anything before or after that testimony.
He can't pass himself for anything beyond what he's testifying.
Well, it depends. If you hold aids on him, my friend, if so, will not. If you hold aids on my friend, if so, by basin, actually, then it means that basin passes him from here on in and everything. But all it's apiatzmo, it's only things which he connected in his false statement, not anything he said later on. Okay? So, says Gemara, a puzzle of Basroya Ach, it should be Basroya Achas, so for example, Mitzia as well. It means when he has one warning, and it says multiple things on that one warning, right, a witness, then that's considered, they're all considered to be one testimony. Otherwise, it's not considered to be one testimony. Says Gemara, Vitani came with us, some Rabbi Yosef said, but men were more imp. Where is this true? Which they keep the Eidus, which they are Axroyos. With two grims, two witnesses, and two warnings. Avo be Eidus Achas, Vasroy Achas. If it's one testimony, and it's one warning, call Eidus Shebatla Mixasa, Batla Kula. Any testimony which part of it is cancelled, the entire thing is cancelled. Okay? So, so that again, the if you have it one time simultaneously, whatever he was warned about at the same time, that was warned about. At the same time, falls under the same category.
So is that
Mikano
Lahaba, or just
the
present?
It's Mikano Lahaba. It's supposed to be Mafreya. It's not retroactive. It's only when the testimony said at that specific point in time. I guess so.
Chazkas
Kashrus. It makes sense. I didn't think about it, but I guess so. Okay? So he says, Gav Taikin, and Riesim Medbar, and Mimish Taikin Tei Adios Ishtei Asroyos. By two good witnesses and two sets of warnings. Avedos Achas Vasroy Achas, it was one testimony and one warning. Kol Yeshabal Miksas Abal Kula, everything is canceled. Do any statement he made together with his lie, false statement, that goes on his record. Says Umar Mao Kol Yeshabal Miksas Abal Kula. Says Umar, well, what do you mean? Here's a belligerent Mao. It's an attacking Mao. What is this business? Bringing a they call Eidu Shabbat and Miksas Abal Kula. Hoyan Deminimo Abal Sarbis in Nisan. Shukunav is ashore. If they testified about a guy that he stole an ox on the 10th day of Nisan. I'm sorry. I didn't say the statement before caring. How you mind him about meeting him about serving the Ben Nisan? They ate him zombie and testified that Reuven. No, I did it again. How you know the meeting him about serving the Ben Nisan? They ate him zombie and come and they testify in court on the 10th day of Nisan. They come in court and they testify on the 10th day of Nisan. What are they testifying on the 10th day of Nisan? That Shagunavis are sure Bechmanism, that Reuven killed an ox 10 days ago. I stole an ox 10 days ago. The Tavach Machar, and he is slaughtered or sold it. Now, instead of Chamisha, change this to Chamisha, sir. No. Said the. I misread it again. It should be Shugan Sashar Bagunisam Vitavach Umachar. But Sora Binisan, I have here on the side. That he stole it. He stole the tents. No. One second. Let's try it again. Hayam di malah medium malah by serving and they would testify in 10th day of Nisan. Shukar of us are sure that the guy stole the ox back of a Nisan on the first day of Nisan. The Tavachumachar and he slaughtered and sold it. Now I changed it, but I'm not sure right now. By serving Nisan on the 10th day of Nisan. The test of Nisan. Fools and Matesh of Nisan. They are found to be, but aims only on the 10th, 15th day of Nisan. So the Gneva was on Rosh Chodesh, the Tfilah Mechira was on Yud. And then, one second. Okay, I think I got it now. Again, Hayon Dimina Allah Basar Nisan. They were standing on the 10th day of Nisan, and they were testifying. Shukana Vesashor, a guy stole an ox, Bech of Nisan, the first day of Nisan. The Torah Machin stole it on the 10th day of Nisan. It says, B'chamicha B'tzivah Shur B'yud.
So, they stole the
today, the day they came to court.
The same day that they came to court is the day that he slaughtered the
right. That's what they testified. They were lying. Everything was a lie. The Huzman, they were found to be Adam Zomimim, which should be the test bub in this son, on the 15th day of this son. So, yeah, but that's not material. I think you asked that when this is a bub of comment, too. Just pick it out of a hat. So the date doesn't matter. Call Edushay Hidu. Any testimony they testified should be Measara Benisan from the day they first testified, Achan Mishra Benisan until 15th day of Nisan, 5 days hence. My friend Ram saw it. If my friend apostles, right? So it should be, now there's a question. Because
first off, it's three of them y'all could ask me.
What do you have here?
This is
the Yal Kaga?
Hmm? Yeah.
But there is no Yal Kaga in the Rushami.
I know there is. It's not my
mind. Yeah.
But that's what's weird is you have the view of a body that's stated later here without any name.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a good point.
What's the opinion of
it's that Aiden's own is not free of.
Yeah, but the Gemara is going to push that off. Gemara's not going to pass in that way. Gemara's not going to pass away. This is really Gemara's question. But it says here, Kol Eidus Sheidu Me'asar Menisan Chamisha Sar Menisan Ma'afreyu Nifso. Everything is possible retroactively. So the Zemar Arabar Memo, not true. Tipoter, not every to it. He enters the Nechlam, he says, Tipoter, B'midin Lava Krach Echot, only stuff which was Tok De Dibur, like Eidus Shebala Mitzvah Zabala Kula, anything which is part of the same Masura becomes Batal, but not everything else. V'leishma Minokum, and there we can't derive anything for this. The Tani Kainim, we learn, it's a similar thing. It says, Ahayu, it should be Hain, Harishonim. Let's say that these people, these witnesses, testify 3 years of Chazaka. 3 years, they testify to the 3 years of Chazaka, right? So, and they were to, Ahayu, Hain, Aimayu, Rishonim, Hain, Achronim, of course, in the middle too. Who's in the Rishonim? Now, if they were found to the Adam Zayimim on the first year, Aimakachlum, then their whole testimony is null and void. Why? Because once the first year is missing, the claim sale is detached from the claim chazaka. Even if they could prove the next 2 years, but since the claim was it happened in the first year, so therefore, you know, there's nothing to attach the chazaka to anymore. Chazaka is being contiguous to the taino, to the cause of the chazaka. It's not.
And
right?
It's the same claim. It's not a different claim.
The same claim. But what if, I'm going to understand. If they are found to be the Ainsarim on the second year, then the person has testimony on 1 year of the three, the first year of the three, because then that year is not severed from its source. And but Bishlishis, if they are found to be absolutely about to lie about the third year, Harehu Lo Kishte, he's got 2 years. Harehu Lo Kishte, Shoshte 2 years. Now, what are you going to say? That it was all basachas? It can't obviously be basachas, right? Because it was all basachas. Everybody will agree it's possible, right? So it must be they testify each 3 years independently. Now, if you held eight zayim, it becomes possible, not freya, so then there should always be not allowed to say anything about any one of the years, right? So leis and shma min aklum, that. I don't know what I wrote here. Basically, I'm out of a medium of love, the crack echoed. How would it called one sandwich? One thing connected together. No, I got no. Vechi Omar. What did it say? Minim alav krach echad? That was or bas achas? Can't be. You shouldn't be able to derive anything from this. Not exactly what leishma minakum means. Works means all the time.
Means none of, if you're going to say the eight zom is a mafreya, that none of the testimony should be accepted on any of the years.
Whether you testify three different times or one time.
Right. It should make no difference whatsoever. It should be possible, period.
Right.
The thing is, now it's bothering me. Why should you be possible, period? Why should you be possible, period?
Yeah. If you
what?
It's possible.
Yeah, because showing for the first time I lied, which is the second or third year. No, it's vakir. What I just said, it's vakir. What I'm going to say is that this must be that it wasn't all basachas. It wasn't all basachas. It was pre basachas. Then we talk wouldn't be able to accept them in any part of their testimony. So it's got to dafka be that they were separate testimonies. They separate on 1 year, on the second year, or third year, separately.
So what it means here, if you would say that again, Vechi Omar Mina La Hechina, how would you like to say Mina La Bekra Chechot Leshma Mekum? You shouldn't be able to derive anything. So therefore, must be that it must be that they he separated they testified separately on each one of these 3 years, and that's why we don't join them together. We don't join them together because they're separated. They were each year was separate. And if each year is separate, so then what comes out?
So in the third year, you don't believe.
What?
So you do believe the first two testimonies, and you don't believe the third testimony of the third year. So you can still hold that it's possible mafreya, but since these are individual testimonies.
Yeah, but that's bad, because then it comes out that it is possible mafreya. The only reason why it doesn't work in my favor is because it's not one Hasra. Well, what? Maybe I'm wrong. What would you want to say? Say it again?
No, I'm just trying to fit the words into the Gemara, I guess. The only say Lamafreya is Pasul Lamafreya if it's one testimony for 3 years.
Right.
Right? So if it's three testimonies, one for each year, so the first two testimonies, first 2 years, is okay because he was only mezaneh on the third testimony, the third year. So you can still hold that lamafreya if it's one testimony for all 3 years. But if it's three individual testimonies, then lamafreya doesn't kick in.
Yeah, now I understand what I wrote here on the side of my one is baloney. The shmamina here is a regular shmamina. Well, there's no proof in this brisa whether Eitzam is possible mafreya or not. Because this is not talking about, it's talking where, it's clearly not talking where it's basachas, right?
Yeah, that's what I think I was trying to say.
It's no. Right, so therefore.
You still hold that lamafreya is possible, but it doesn't apply in this case because there were three separate.
Right, right. It could be the Bas Achas, he'd be Nifsal Mafreya, but here he's not Nifsal Mafreya because it's not in Mafreya from which to start. Because
right.
It could be he starts in the second year from the third year, so therefore there's no. So, Lesa Chmamino Klum just means in this case we can't derive whether Eitzim becomes Possum Mafreya or not. That's right. Because we're assuming that they're taking on the assumption that Bas Achas passels and not Bas Achas doesn't passel. Here we don't know when he said his edushin. Right, wasn't basachas. Okay, so there's no right to mafreya if so or not. Very good. So says the Gemara, lo asio elai de avdu sakin, because the only way this is going to work is if you have multiple testimonies. Amrezeri said adamra edushin and if so, based on me'atzma if so. Be that as it may, what it comes out is that edushin doesn't become possible by based in. Becomes possible by himself, meaning that he has to become whatever he said in the same basachas becomes possible, and that's why over there since it wasn't a basachas, that's why it doesn't become possible, right? It's not a proof for lamafreya because lamafreya would be proof if he lied on the first one, but the eighth is different. I know how you prove whether it's mafreya or not. I know how we prove. Not from this case of the chazakas. It's not possible to prove anything about it, so if it's mafreya or not.
In this case, because it wasn't the vasachas, it was three different testimonies for three separate years.
Right. No, not because of that. Yes, that's true. It was three separate testimonies, but even in the case of Basachas, we wouldn't be able to prove anything.
Why?
Because where no matter there would be, even without it, it would be possible anyway. Because it's all one Atzmos, it's all one testimony. In order to prove the Eitzon is Mafreon, if so, we need to bring a proof that he becomes possible from the day that he actually lies.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a proof of that. Where's their proof? from the day as opposed to when Basin brands it. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm missing something, but it seems to me that there's no proof here.
What does Ella Mayatzmo
When, through his own testimony.
It's false, obviously.
Obviously it's false testimony, right, right. But that apostles even the truthful parts of his testimony.
Well, again, that's
the
principle of
the but right. But we tried to argue on that. Basically, okay, I see what the shock and tithing more is here. Basically, the case in which you want to bring down whether eight times my friend Yipsal now is the case of the God of Vatava Chumachim. I want to say that everything testified between Yud and Tesla of Nisan is possible. Right? That would be eight times my friend Yipsal. In other words, he lied on Yud Nisan, and let's say on Yud Beis Nisan, he was a witness on a get. You know, out of the blue. We wouldn't believe him because eight times my friend Yipsal. Everything in the middle became possible. Right? And we said, no, not necessarily. It could be that there is only because it was Basachas that whatever had to do with this testimony of Ganav Tava Chumachar becomes possible. But not something to do with, say, a get. There's no reason to say it's possible for that necessarily, right? Then the Gemara is on to say, Gemara says more than that. Gemara says, Mara says more than that. Mara says that's no proof because they're testifying everything together. They're going to have a chumacher always together on the 10th day of Nisan. So that's his possible for all that testimony. It's not, yeah, it's true. He's possible, not possible for anything else. No, what I said before is right. He's not possible for again. He's just possible for that testimony. That's all he's possible for. We don't have any proof in there that you're possible. From the 10th to the 15th. There's no proof there that aids them with Nifsal Mafreya. And there's more, and I'll tell you that Bas Achas Meshpudu Mas by the next thing, we've been with those others, only to prove the Bas Achas makes a difference. Right? Because we want to say, and not Bas Achas also makes a difference. Because if you're going to say that Bas Achas doesn't make a difference, not Bas Achas doesn't make a difference, then all 3 years of the Chazaka should fall no matter what. They should all fall. No. Okay. If you're going to say Bas Achas matters. Give me 1 second. All right, let's go through the whole case. Okay. Cases like this. Initially, when I said about say HIV becomes possible without Ide Atzmo. What does the Atzmo mean? He has to only what he says in one fell swoop. In his testimony. He says, how can you say this? What about a guy who testifies the Gneva was one day, Tichukhir was another day, and then he was found to be Ab Muzam a third day. Is he possible from the day he testifies to the day of his Azoma? Right? Limafreya. From the day, meaning retroactively, from the day of his Azoma, retroactively to the day on which he lied, right? Says, no. That's only true if the testimony he testified on the 10th day of Nisan, whatever day, 10th day of Nisan is case, in this day in this case, he testified all of his testimony of Bas Achas. Then it comes possible on everything he said in that Bas Achas, meaning on the Gneva and Tefichah Kira. But his true soul doesn't say anything. He doesn't become truly possible. Because only becomes possible in Dei Atzmo, what he joins together. We don't go back to Mafreya. Then what he says, I want to prove to you that whether something is Bas Achas or not is a critical issue. I'll prove that to you. From the guy who lied on one of the years of Chazaka. Nevertheless, if he lied on one of the second or third years of Chazaka, we still give the credibility, right? Why? Because he's chashed to lie on this. The answer is clearly that we only could, Eitzayim is not Nifsal, my friend. Right? But maybe you would say, he's chashed in this area, right? Because he's lying about part of it, so let's say he's lying about all of it. Must be, no! If it wasn't Asroya Achas, it wasn't one testimony altogether, which clearly isn't, because otherwise Taka, the whole thing would fall. So then we separate the things out. Yischoshet doesn't matter, since you don't say the mafrei hu nifsal, right? Now the truth is, even if we said the mafrei hu nifsal, we wouldn't necessarily possible retroactively from before he lied. But there would be a svara to say, look, he lied about this chazaka, let's pass on the whole thing, right? So obviously we don't say, because either because they don't go back retroactively, or because in order to pass on, it's got to be all basrei achas, it wasn't all basrei achas. So from here we see, when do I pass on the Eidzemin completely? Is only basrei achas. Not about freya, and not when it's not basrei achas. That's what the Sura is trying to tell us. Okay? So that's where it ends up. On our base, Amar Ebzir, both actually should happen. We should pass on Mafreya, and we should pass on everything which was suspect, everything to do with the suspect testimony. By virtue of the fact that we do not, it must be that we hold Eid Zayim is not Nifsal Bebasedin, rather it's only by things which he himself trips up, and Eid Zayim is also not Nifsal Mafreya. Both things. Again, Zaytzah's Nifsal Mafreya, it's because Basin would be suspective. They would brand them suspect retroactively. And if Eitzem was Nifsal, even Shalom Asach, it's because Basin would brand them as a suspect. Right? Even across separate Eduyos. We don't see that. We see either it's only on stuff he makes himself suspect on, and by spreading the category of Eduyos, like Eduyos Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula, from some one part to the other. And also, it's not, even if he's suspect on part of it, he's not suspect on the other part of it. So obviously it's not a function of basin, it's a function of how he's magid his edus in basin. Okay? How he connects things, and how he spreads the psul therefore from one to the other. Okay. That's that halacha. Halacha ches. Apishtayim may not be slow shayim yumasamesa. Based on two or three witnesses, a person is put to death. If two is enough, why is it mentioned three? Elokish shlosha shtayim, which comes to draw a power between three and two. Mashlosh mizir shtayim, just like three can amaze him two. Avshtayim mizir mishlosha, so two can amaze him three. Now I feel mehar is no team in true about 100. Tamulomer 18, because it says edim. Plural. Shomer mashtayim, in and there, no matter how many, doesn't differentiate in the pluralities. They both had been zomim. Av shlosha ainer rogim. They're not killed. Achu shneim. Achu shlosha zomim. Lost all three of zomim. Menachem may have another people. There are 100 witnesses. The author found eight zomim. Tamlomer ate him because it doesn't differentiate. Rabbi Kiva may lo bashlishi elahach miralav. Lost those dino kaiyetze be'elu. No, really, two is enough. Once they raise him two, they get the punishment. The third guy is only to be machmir on that third guy himself, and to make him like the other two guys. Im kach onash hakosu nitpa lo v'raver kov raver. If the Torah punishes those who join the raver, even though they're not really part of the avera, like the raver themselves, alas kama kama, which more so yishalim schar, because Baruch Hu pay reward the nitpa lo si mitzvah, and somebody who joins him with those who do a mitzvah. The grace of mitzvah is if he does the mitzvah. Ma'ashtayin yitzachem in korvosu, just like two people, one that is found to be a korvah apostle, he does some tail day, this is known void. Av shloshu, so two, three. Nimtzachem in korvosu, one that is found to be a korvah apostle, he does some tail day, this is known void. Minan afil mea, it's true, no, it's true, even of 100. Tamlar edim, because it doesn't differentiate. Amrari Tzir says, but metra mori, it's true, but didn't apostles. By the apostles, we don't differentiate between 2 and 100. They're all one group, part of the group. But by the monetary, we split up the group arbitrarily. This guy made us bishar, the testimony is sustained by those other people who are kosher. Rabbi Meir said, Echadim Momenes, Echadim Nefashos, but the Echadim Nefashos, the Krabbis Manchis, but warning, Avom, Bizman Shalom, and then, when they don't have warning, when they do have warning, it joins together to Psulim, and we say, Nimshach Lekarv Apostle. But there was no warning. Mayasu, and they, therefore they didn't join together by giving the warning in common. Mayasu shneachim shiro be'echo b'sharagas nefesh. Two brothers see somebody killed. What are they supposed to do? Not put the murderer to death? It must be that it's only if they create an artificial bond between the two of them. Otherwise, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it pass and we can judge the case. Says Vayom Udinim Momus, Vayom Udinim Fashos. Let's just say Dinim Momus and not Dinim Fashos. I have to mention both in our Mishnah. Does Mashil Nehemar Dinim Momus, Lo Nehemar Dinim Fashos? Let's just say one, not the other. Let's say, would have said Bidinim Momus. I would have said Dinim Momus Hakam, which are lighter. Shloshim Mizamim and Shnayim. Three can be Mizamim to two. But Shnayim, two, it should be Mizimim. Two and three and Shnayim Mizamim Esther Shloja. They got the Ain. And two can be Mizamim three. And that would be true. Take the word Minayin. The Shantir still does all this. I feel a male, even 100. So, but nevertheless, and here the Shantir still throws in a couple lines. Here throws in a line. Dinei Foshos HaChamurim. More severe capital crimes. Perhaps Shloshim Mizim is a Shlishim. Perhaps three people can be Mizim two. Vein Shlishim Mizimim as a Shlishi. Maybe two people can be Mizim three. So that's why Tam Lomar Edim, going back to the Gemara itself, but it says Ein teaches no matter what the ratios are, each side can be Mizim the other. Says the Gemara fight. Oilu Nemar Dinim Fashos or Nemar Dinim Momus would have said the Dinim Fashos and not Dinim Momus. They would have said the opposite. It would have said Yisrael Mary was the Dinim Fashos HaChamurim, since they're severe. Shnayim Mizim is HaShlosha. Two can contradict three. And Shlosha should be again Mizim is HaShnayim in order to prevent the guy from being put to death. And Afilu, it should get, so to say again, Afilu male, even if it's 100. Here too, it should say, Dinim Momenus HaKalim. What about lighter Dinim Momenus? Perhaps there I'd say Shloshim Mizamim Esther Shnayim. There three can be Mizim two. Vein Shnayim Mizim Esther Shloshim. Maybe two cannot be Mizim three because it'll be it's not proper. So says the Gemara. How do we know that everybody can do it? Hafilei Me'at Amulomar Mizim, because there's Eidim in plural. No matter how what numbers you deal with on each side, the numbers are meaningless. Let's just go a little bit further to Amudalf. Hayishnayim Ramesa Mechalonze. And two people say saw the murder from one window. Rishlaim Rav saw Mechalonza, and two saw the murder from another window. Ve'achamasa Bo'em, so there's one guy warning in the middle, between the two windows. Bismach Mechalonza from Rav Elu Eselu, if part of the group on each side, meaning one out of the two, sees the guy and the person on the other side, or persons, Harelu Eselu becomes one testimony. Lav not Harelu Eselu, it's considered to be two testimonies, and therefore they can testify independently. The Fichal, therefore, it means this Achaz Mim Zomemes, one of them found to be Adam Zomim. He, that group, and the murderer, he, Vehein, Erogen, are both killed. Ashtia, the second group, is Potter. Okay? Because obviously they were considered to be two separate testimonies. Amar Abiyami Yemi said, Chamei Echni, see what it says here. Two people see from each window. So one is one in the middle. When part of the two see each other, the two in one window see part of the two, meaning one out of the two, sees the guy in the other window, and the other one out of two sees the girl sees from the other window. They're considered to be one witness, testimony. Lav is not a Rekon Shnei Edus, it's considered to be two testimonies. But you Shlosha, what if you have three people from each window, and one of those three in each window sees one in the other window? Lo B'da, it doesn't pass through the rest of the group. Because if you have two in each window, one sees one in the other window, and the other sees one in the other window, so then a ray joins the groups together. But if you have three on each side, and one of each group sees one in the other window, so we drop that person. We drop those two, cancel them out, and then we have two left on each side who didn't see each other. So then the testimony is valid based on the two remain after you drop off the ones who saw each other. Okay, so that would be okay. Rabbi Yossi said, Tina, Tina, Losha, Shlosha, Shlosha, Lobada. We have Bryce like this, that 3-3, it's not the same thing as our Mishnah. We have two and two, and they see part of it, part of C part. Then we cancel. But we have three and three, we don't cancel. Okay? We'll stop here for this evening because this Tina and Hacha is a new thing. It's actually, it goes to the other part of the Mishnah. Ari is tired tonight.